Hey, this is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
Now, the question is, are you plugged in or not? Is your power working? Now, 2 Timothy 3:1 says, "This know also that in the last days," how many believes last days? "Perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, and thankful." Verse 5 says, "having a form of godliness." That one translation says, yes, they'll go to church. Yes, they'll be Christians, but they'll deny the power. Now, that's what Tommy Hicks saw. He said, "I saw people I knew for sure that would not deny it. Deny it." Because, and it felt like the anointing was there when Rick and I were talking, they didn't activate it. Now, part two. All right? Christ is not Jesus' last name. Christ in the Greek means the anointed one and his anointing. So we should do what Brother Copeland's taught us years ago, translate and meditate. So when we see Christ, so you want to know what this whole thing's about? And here we are at church. Might go bowling tonight, might do bingo, might not even do nothing. What is this about? We are called the body of, come on, now y'all join in with me. The body of Christ. Christ means, so we're the body of the anointed one, and that's the body. That's the liquid gold. That's the, that he put, that some denied it. The devil is called the anti. He don't care. I don't think he cares really how much you go to church or this or that or what y'all think is really noble, as long as you're not plugged into that power. Are y'all with me? He don't care you got that perfect Sunday school attendance record. But you plug into that power because he's the anti-anointing. Because he knows if you operate and plug into that power, nothing can do. Set people free, get them saved, healed. I can do all things through translate. I can do all things through the anointing. There is no condemnation to those who are. To live is Christ. The anointing. We're to live in it. Activate it every day. Not just hear about it twice a year, once a year, read a book. But live, to live, Paul said, to die is, but to live is the anointing. Now, the biblical definition, that's Greek I just gave you. And I'll give you more on the Greek here in a little bit. The biblical definition, now the Lord said, I have biblical definitions. There's definitions that you'll find that are not Greek, Hebrew, Latin, whatever. They'll just be definitions. There they are. You can't deny it. And one of them was Acts 10:38. And God, everybody say God, anointed. So now he's going to anoint somebody. All right, here we go. How God anointed who? Jesus Christ? Jesus the anointed one? Jesus who? Of Nazareth. Why does it say of Nazareth and not Jesus Christ? Because he hadn't been anointed yet. Are y'all with me? Up to that point, he never operated in that power. Not one miracle, not one healing. Nothing. Until this point. When that dove came down on him, like a dove. And that power came on him. That's the timeline. That's when supernatural far above and everything started happening to him. When the liquid light came. However, I'm putting three different visions together. When that happened and he woke up, you know, the church wakes up and they begin to activate and he anointed him with the Holy Ghost and power. Now, so that definition tells me that the Holy Ghost is also the anointing. And it also tells me that the Holy Ghost is the power. So wherever Holy Ghost is, power is, power is, Holy Ghost is. Who went about then doing good and healing all that were oppressed because of the anointing. Amen. Y'all getting anything? That's when he became Jesus Christ. That's right. Our body is the temple. So that everywhere you see Holy Ghost, you can say power and you can say anointing. Anytime you see the Spirit, Holy Spirit, that's the same as the anointing. Come on, read this if you don't believe that. God anointed Jesus with it. All right. Are y'all getting it? Praise the Lord. It's still good, isn't it? After all these years. The Holy Spirit is the anointing. The anointing produces power, supernatural power. Nothing is impossible. You cannot produce supernatural power. You can produce natural power. But the Holy Spirit in you can produce supernatural power. Give me Acts 1:8, please. I tell you what, this is firing me up. But ye shall receive. After that, the Holy Ghost is upon you. See, it's always hand in hand, all right? Now, there are, in the Old Testament, it had to come upon them unless you were a prophet, king, or priest. And they were anointed with this. And that's the special group that got it. But then there were sometimes God would upon them for special, you know, to glorify him and show everybody that it's God. And that's what he needs now. The church to rise up, not deny, but go out and do things that people, that can only be God. Your love that you bring to this office can only be God. That light that shines on you in the hallways or on the basketball team or the locker room, that's got to be God. But ye shall receive power, and after that the Holy Ghost come upon you. Okay. Where are we? So prophets, priests, and kings. Unless it came upon. Let's talk about some of those that came upon. Elijah. Did y'all know that it said the Spirit of the Lord came upon him? Then he outran the king's chariot. I can promise you that when you see Elijah in heaven, he's not going to be what you saw in the pictures or what you thought, because God for sure is not going to do something where people would say, well, look at him. He trains all the time. Look at him. I mean, he looks like a runner. He's a runner. Look at him. He's a runner. They're going to, and so I can, my guess is, short little guy, had one too many falafels, balding, I don't know. And all of a sudden, this anointing hits him, and he takes off running. Look at Papa. It would be so funny. I'm telling you because God, you know, there's scriptures that say, you know, God uses the things that, you know. And so, but it hit him. Samson killed, you know, how many? Was it 10,000? 1,000 or 10,000? 1,000 men with the jawbone of a donkey. Cowboy said ass, but we know donkey. It's same thing. Now, it never once says anything about Samson's physique in the Bible. But if you ever see pictures drawn, oh gosh, he needs to be tested for steroids immediately. He would fail. Samson is charged with illegal possession of steroids. So I remember going to this church in Colorado Springs, big church, Church of Christ for All Nations. And they had this life-size Samson. with this hair. Oh my gosh, gigantic. Just ripped, ripped. And then I was in line to go overseas, and I don't know how the guy behind me heard a conversation. We were talking about Samson. And he goes, I've done a doctoral thesis on Samson. He said, do you realize his name comes from the original word sunshine? Hey, sunshine. So, I can promise you, why? Because they would have given glory to Samson. And it would have taken away from God. So, just imagine what Samson might look like. Your Samson? Gideon. Well, we know this. Not that hard for us to believe, because Gideon tried to talk him out of it. I'm the weakest, look at me. You know, he's giving his, you know, resume. And so, and in the middle of his speech, God just he doesn't wait in no special moment. He just cuts him off. And it said the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. And the Amplified says took over him. So he's giving this speech. I've never been in a weight room. This is my version. I've never lifted a weight. I don't know. I've never played any kind of competitive sports. Look at me. Look at my arms. Look at me. And right in the middle of it, boom. And he goes, ah! He's, whoa! He still got the little arms. He's doing the poses. The wife's going, Gideon. Can you imagine? Can you imagine me teaching this to just six ORU athletes? What you're hearing now? We're laughing and have a good time. And God's laughing right now too. Well, they're all hearing it. And so he turns into this, and they kill what, 300? You know, with just a few, because the Spirit, that anointing came upon him. And then Mary, you know, how is this going to happen? Mary, the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you. And so the Lord was, I was preaching this one time in California, and the Lord said to me in the middle of, like I'm preaching now, he said, even I had to activate it. And I'm like, God, I don't know if y'all realize this, but if you preach, you know what I'm talking about. You can have conversations with God as you're preaching. It's because you're spirit man. And so I'm like, God, how can that be? And he said, well, when the earth was without form and darkness, and you go back, and that's all he said. So I went back to the hotel and I reread that. And it said the Holy Spirit was hovering. The Spirit of the Lord was hovering.
God's Got People is a transforming 9-disc series about the characteristics of a true champion. Pastor Chip teaches people to have composure, honor, a good attitude, motivation, persistence, intelligence, an overcomer's mentality, nobility, and a servant's heart. Order your copy by calling 1-800-972-3447 or online at billybrim.org.
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. We had the best youth rally in the world every year in Branson, Missouri. Find out how to attend or partner up with us at www.championsforchrist.org. That's champions with the number 4, Christ.org. And remember, champions always prevail.